expect it to be a packed house, loud. I expect them to have a lot of fun. You know, anytime you get kind of extra football in Heinz Field, the fans enjoy it, and we do too.
All right, welcome inside the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. Pursuita, you're not supposed to acknowledge the camera.
You're not?
No.
Well, why is it here?
It's just like a little inside view of the studio.
I'd like to acknowledge it.
Okay. Usually at the end, but that's fine.
I can always tell when I'm on, that big melon head just shines.
All right, well, since we have to ask you because it's the postseason,
Shall
what
I
is today?
Oh, yeah, go ahead and look at that. Today is Ben's day.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, we're going to get to Ben. We also had a special visit at practice today by Ryan Shazier. Much more on that. We'll start with the Steelers practice report, the first one in what feels like forever. Full participant today, Antonio Brown. That is the good news. Coach Tomlin said if there was a practice report for Monday, the bonus day, he would have been full as well. So I think we could safely say his arrow is pointed up, guys. Limited today, though, B.J. Finney. We know he's coming off that injury, excuse me, from the Browns game. And then Artie Burns, knee injury, Stephon Tuitt, elbow. Those are two new ones that we haven't really heard about or talked about. So we'll have to stay tuned on those two guys.
The beautiful part about it is Antonio Brown, after full practice on Monday, and as we talked about yesterday, there was no mean mugging. The face was nice. It was smiling. He was bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, all those things. And he comes back after a good day's work, then a good day off, and then be able to come back and get some work done. And it's good to see that. That's what you want to see.
Yeah, the one thing that can screw this up is a setback, right?
Right.
And so yes. Far, so good on those lines. It made an impression on me that he talked on Monday. Normally, he's a talk on Friday guy. Mm-hmm. And everybody wanted to talk to him after seeing him out there on Monday, and he acquiesced. And I thought it was similar to the Cincinnati game in December when he hadn't practiced much and he was he questionable? There was some doubt.
Yeah, watching him, remember, during warm-ups, during pregame.
But he came out in full uniform for the early warm-up and just jogged around the field. Hi, I'm here. I'm playing. I think that's what he was telling us Monday.
Works for me.
I think that, you know, the thing that you love to see with a guy like that is when he goes all out and then he comes back and he's got that happy face on. You know, that's just, it's good because you don't want, as you said, those setbacks. Setbacks would be the worst thing at this point.
All right, and as we said at the top of the show, the good news from practice, Ryan Shazier making an appearance to be with his teammates. They were all ecstatic about it, as was Ryan. A lot of guys said that this was more for Ryan than for the team, but I think everyone was equally happy. Ryan tweeted out a photo of himself at practice today, also on Instagram, and said, quote, I want to thank the Lord for the first downs that he has been allowing me to achieve. That touchdown is going to come in his timing, but today was a first down. I was finally able to make it to practice with my teammates. It's great to be back for practices and meetings. Just to be able to feel a part of it means the world. Working harder than ever, I have to get back. I'm making strides over the past month and continue to make progress. Taking it day by day, but I'm far from done. The Lord has not finished his work yet. I want to say thank you to the fans and Steelers Nations for the prayers. If it wasn't for my family, friends, and your prayers, I wouldn't be where I am now. They have lifted me and my family through this journey. I ask for you to continue praying for me as I continue to work daily on improving my health. And Pursuita, you were in the locker room afterwards. I think you can attest to the fact that there was some smiling faces due to number 50 showing up.
Absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you talked about it was an equal bump emotionally for Ryan Shazier as it was for the Steelers. Joe Hayden said it was a tie. He said, we can't wait. We're so excited when he comes here. And the same way, he's like, man, if I can get out of the hospital and see you guys, it's an amazing feeling. So good for everybody, particularly Ryan Shazier. Mike Mitchell talked about feeling good about Shazier's presence as well, but he also didn't want it to be about him. Mitchell told me, it's not about me, it's not about us, it's about our dog getting right. And I think just when you see him, we've seen him in a couple games, now we've seen him in a practice for the first time. I love the way Shazier put it, making first downs. A lot of guys today talking about he's got the game plans and he's given them scouting tips and pointers and staying as involved as he can. So you know, it's not just a coach wearing number 50 on his t-shirt or a player wearing an acknowledgement to Ryan Shazier on his cleats. He's still involved and they are still embracing him.
I think it's fabulous because, you know, for the teammates, you want to bring him close. and you want to hug him up, and you want to have that strength that you feel flow to him and his strength flow to you, because that's what teammates are, and that's what being a good teammate is all about. So certainly for somebody like Ryan, this is gravitating towards that, which helps to make you whole. And that is part of the process of healing for Ryan and coming through this. And certainly the beautiful thing about it is this guy's got a great mind, a great football mind, and he's still so valuable in being able to talk to some of his teammates and give them the benefit of his experience, which is quite a bit. So I was glad to see it. I'm glad for Ryan. I'm glad for the teammates. It's all big stuff.
Yeah, I know Keith Butler told me a few weeks ago when I was doing an SNR interview with him that he actually, when he was going to visit him in the hospital, he'd have to take him the game plan because Ryan wanted it so that he could text the guys and call them and give them, you know, things that he was looking at too. So definitely keeping him involved. Here's a little bit from the locker room today with Bud Dupree.
Shea got the biggest bounce, you know, just being here. And, you know, it was exciting to see him smiling. You know, he was smiling as soon as he came. We seen him rolling in. He was smiling right away. So, you know, I know he's living his moment right now and just blessed to be alive and just blessed to be a part of the pitcher still.
Did you guys get to talk to him at all today? Or?
Yeah, you know, we was chatting with him on the sideline, just hearing this and that. But, you know, Shea's still the same type of guy. Shea's still the person that we know him as, and he's still one of the best people in the world.
All right, and it wasn't just guys on defense. Le'Veon Bell talked about having number 50 at practice. We'll have all of that for you shortly on Steelers.com, so check that out. As Wolf said, it's Ben's day. We're going to take a quick break and hear from Ben Roethlisberger right after this.